Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post Show with Jackson Burns.
All right, good morning. Hello, it's the Greg Hill Post Show. My name is Jackson, and it is Monday, so I have my very good friend Curtis in here. Good morning, Curtis.
Hello.
So you escaped Southie unscathed.
What a shit show, honestly.
Was it crazy?
It actually wasn't as bad in terms of the crowd. I left I went to go pick up some dinner outside of Boston around 6. It took me about 20 minutes to get out of Southie, which is long, but it wasn't. Yeah. Like some years it's just gridlock, but the walking dead of the people at the end of the day.
Yep.
And the walking with James and Pudge yesterday morning, it was everybody, because it looked sunny the day before. It was sunny, it looked nice the day before, it was warm out, and so many people were out in like halter, like nothing.
I remember you, what you said earlier. You said, I know I'm getting old when I get mad at people for the choices of clothes they wear based on the weather.
Right. It was just like, who cares? But it was it's a long day. I used to enjoy it and imbibe, and everybody has fun. I totally support it. It's just, for my purposes, it was loud, so getting James down to nap, getting Pudge to stop barking, it's just a long day.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare to me.
Yeah.
You shared a photo of you with, I can still see it up on the screen right now, with Bobby Orr. I did not know that you were that big of a fella.
Oh, my God, yeah. That was where that was 2015. That was a year or so before I was in the ICU. So
What? I have heard you mention the ICU before. Why were you in the ICU?
My liver failed.
So
I had a cut on my face when I was shaving before going to a Celtics game on April 24th, 2016. And I got in the shower, like, you know, when you cut yourself, you hop in the shower, no big deal.
Yeah.
The blood pooled at my feet, and I was able to bandage it up, go to the game. Cause at that point I knew what was going on, but I just didn't want to deal with it. And, so I went to the Celtics game, got home. And I took the bandage off, and the blood came pouring again. Like, it just never. Then I went to bed.
Wow.
And I woke up, and my pillow was all red. And I just woke up and drove myself to the emergency room, and ended up in the ICU because I had liver failure.
Holy Christ! I didn't know it was that. Like.
Oh yeah, it was bad.
I thought you were always being a little bit, hyperbolic.
Oh no,
is that the right word?
Yeah. Hyperbolic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually starting on writing. I've begun writing like what I will have as a book about all
that. Is that right?
Stuff.
I was going to ask you, have you ever had all your thoughts and written them down about that time?
Because I've just begun.
I can imagine things might be a bit fuzzy.
Honestly, it's not. I mean, I am very fortunate that I had all these, when I went to McLean a couple of years ago, that the recharge of the batteries, I had a full, it's like a checkup on you, like when you bring your car in, like they do all the things. And I had a CAT scan, an MRI, and my brain is totally, it looks normal, like not good or bad. It was not damaged from the alcohol at all, which was a shock, but good.
Interesting. And you were, so is that when you started losing the weight?
When I stopped drinking?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it was an up and down thing, but yeah, once you stop drinking, you almost, one of the benefits of sobriety is you immediately lose weight because your body is better able to process things, and your liver's job is to clean out crap out of your system. So if it's not having to deal with all this alcohol that it's metabolizing, it can do its job and make you healthier pretty quick.
That's interesting. So you had been drinking the day that happened, right?
Oh, yeah. I drank every day of my life from when I was 18.
And then I mean, you didn't stop cold turkey on your own whim. You stopped because you were in the hospital and you couldn't drink.
I came to a point where I was either going to die or go to the hospital.
And that was the last time you drank that day?
Yep, April 24th.
Interesting. That it's shocking that you actually knew what was going on and you brought yourself to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I mean, I wouldn't know.
I would have nosebleeds for hours. Like, I would be coughing up blood. I mean, that was for 6 months before that.
Because of the amount of alcohol. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Well, no, it's because your body, you can't clot anything. So your blood doesn't stop.
Alcohol is a evil, evil thing sometimes. It took my dad out for a long, long time.
Yeah. And then, people can enjoy it healthily. Some people can't, but I was unable to.
So what you said about Bobby Orr, I completely agree with. He is the nicest man I've ever met. I have a picture with him just like that. It was a joy just to be around him for 5 minutes. He's so nice.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He couldn't have been nicer to me. I couldn't have been a bigger boob at that stage in my life. And just seeing him with the patients from the Jimmy Fund and their families, it's just, he's the most unassuming person in terms of a guy that has the opportunity to be a real dick if he wanted to. I mean, he's Bobby Orr. And he is the opposite, just as class can get.
And you really had him waiting on the tarmac for an hour?
An hour.
Oh, my. Why did they leave? What was your importance of being there?
I don't know. I guess they just felt bad. Who knows?
But interesting.
I got there. The plane took off as I arrived. And
wow.
I can still remember waking up and being like, holy shit, I have to get from Southie to Hanscom. So I had an Uber. It was a long day. But
wow.
I survived somehow.
I want to... And this is much less, important in a much smaller scale, but when the Bruins won the Stanley Cup, I woke up to, I worked at a pizza place down the street from my house, and I woke up to my...
What did you do at the pizza place?
I delivered pizza.
Oh, delivered.
I woke up to my boss banging on my door half an hour after I had to be there saying, get up, we have to work, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so...
Not fun.
Yeah,
What was the best tip you ever got delivering a pizza?
I think it was $100.
Wow.
Yeah. People in Milton are very rich in some parts of Hyde Park, but the actress Maura Tierney? She played the wife in Liar Liar. She was her parents lived down the street from me growing up, and she used to babysit me actually, but her mother was having like some Christmas party or whatever, and she got like 50 pieces delivered, and she gave me a $100 bill, like, after the bill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you say liar, liar?
Of course. No, actually, her house was the first time I ever opened a beer. I remember I was, like, 6 or 7, and my friend dared me to do it. And
Six or seven?
I didn't drink it. I was watching all the adults drink, and I grabbed the beer, and I opened it. And I go, hey, who wants to party? And then I remember getting...
Always a wild man.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
that'll do it for us today. Thank you for coming in, Curtis. Appreciate it.
You got it, Jackson. Good to see you as always.
Yes.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
All righty then. And please subscribe and download this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.